So how was your day, Brandon?
Cool.
Good.
It's a Friday night in Inglewood, and Brandon Blackshire climbs into his mother's car. They head to her house for dinner.
I'm glad to hear that. Because I was a little worried about you. Yesterday when I talked to you, you said you weren't sleeping.
Brandon is the oldest of three, but he's truly my baby. Being widowed at the age of 21 and losing his father when I was 6 months pregnant, we just have an unbelievable bond.
Kenmoria Woodson has seen her son through difficult times, but never has she struggled so hard to keep his past from haunting his future. Her fight to save Brandon began on a terrible night in the spring of 2009.
He and his girlfriend were on their way to a party.
Brandon and his girlfriend Crystal Crawford, a kindergarten teacher, were the target of a random drive-by.
They shot up the whole car. They shot her in the back of the head twice. And I think they hit her in the shoulder. I picked her up. I put her in the front seat. I went through every light. I'm yelling. I'm like, baby, baby, wake up. She's still breathing like... At the same time, I just see a lot of blood just leaking from her face and everything.
Crystal died the next day. In the summer of 2011, tragedy struck again. Just 2 years later, Brandon lost someone else, his friend M-Bone, a rapper who was gunned down in front of an Inglewood liquor store.
We weren't even there for a whole minute. I just heard bow, bow, gunshots real loud.
After witnessing the two murders, Brandon spiraled into a deep depression. He was far from alone. A study done by the National Urban League has shown that African-American young men are among the majority of victims affected by violence and oftentimes experience symptoms of post-traumatic stress disorder, making their community comparable to a war zone.
I can just imagine how, you know, tough that can be on a young man at such a young age. I think he's seen more death than more people have in a lifetime.
Kenmoria was determined to pull Brandon out of it. She urged him to see a counselor. At first, he was reluctant, but now Brandon says counseling has helped him.
I like counseling. It does help me get out a lot of stuff I don't know how to verbalize.
And when he doesn't feel comfortable confiding in others, he says writing music helps him to talk about his problems and release a lot of stress.
Young dude, but still I live like I had an old one. Probably because I had a cold one. See some cold shit I ain't gon' front. Day in my shoes should get praised on the news. Amazed I'm this dude. You wanna walk?
Everybody deals with this situation is different. And I've been through my music.
But some days, Kenmoria still worries that nothing is really going to change until Brandon gets out of Inglewood.
He deserves to live a long and happy life, and I don't think he's ever going to get that chance in our city. Crime is, it's everywhere, but people are just a little bit hungrier in our area, and they're ruthless, and they are not hesitant to take a life, and he's not afraid to die. That bothers me when he says that. I really wish Brandon would consider moving to Arizona, the San Fernando Valley. I'd like to see him move as far as Louisiana.
For now, Kenmoria realizes that her son is staying put. He needs his family. Back in the car, Kenmoria pulls up to the driveway. Before they get out of the car, she turns to Brandon.
We've been through a lot, but we will, you know, survive. We're survivors, Brandon. We're survivors, and I want you to believe that in your heart and know that things are going to turn around for us, you know, real soon.
A lot has changed for Brandon, and although he has experienced so much tragedy, he says being around his family gives him the strength to go on. As he and Kenmoria arrive home, his little brother Brody is waiting inside for him.
Give me love, love. You miss me?
Nicole Banner, Annenberg Radio News.
Me? So you don't miss me? No? You do? You do? Oh, I feel the love. Oh, I get hugs too and kisses?
Yep.